Okay, princess, it's time for bedtime. No, I can't wait one more minute. Princess, your friends on Discord will be there tomorrow when you wake up in the morning. 5, 4, good girl. Now, which stuffy would you like today? Would you like your sparkly blue one? The one that gets glitter all over your bed sheets and then I had to wash them because they're stained with blue glitter? Or would you like your cute little monkey that I bought you when we first got into this relationship? Or would... Princess, I'm not a stuffy. Aw, you're so cute. Okay, I'll color with you tonight. But tonight only, because you love to steal the sheets and I can never be warm enough. Okay, let's get into bed. Forgot how comfortable this bed is, though. Alright, so what bedtime story do you want to hear tonight? Do you want to hear Cinderella, Snow White? Oh, okay. Make one up. Let's see. Ah, I know. In a kingdom far, far away, there was a beautiful princess, and her name was, Kitten. Let's call her Kitten, okay? She was the most beautiful princess in the whole kingdom, and every prince wanted to marry her. And her father, the king, wanted her to get married so that she can become queen. But here's the thing, Princess Kitten wasn't very much interested in marrying a prince. She wanted a princess as well. But here's the problem. All the princesses in the kingdom were all her cousins, sisters, or somehow related to her. So, she needed to find a princess in a different kingdom. And her dad told her that if she wanted to marry a princess, she would have to go to this kingdom that was far, far, far away from the kingdom that she lived in. And it was going to be a hard and wild ride to get there. She would have to meet all these bad people, robbers, thieves, monsters, goons, all over, so that she can find a new princess for her to marry. But she wanted to take on the challenge. And her dad only gave her one silver axe that she could use to take on anyone that came in her path that was there to cause trouble. So Princess Kitten and two knights went off on this wild adventure for Princess Kitten to find herself a princess. Well, the knights had so much armor and weapons, but here's the thing. She would have to take on everyone on her own with the knight's help, but they weren't always going to be there, especially if one of them got hurt. While she was on, about 2 days into her trip, she came across a robber. And the robber wanted all of her items, her dresses, her gold, and her silver axe. But she couldn't give it to him. She needed that stuff in order to get to where she needed to go. So she had to fight off the knight with only her silver axe. Not just her silver axe. She may have made him cry a little bit. Anyway, back to the story. After encountering the thief, she had to go to a very cold cave. Well, the reason she needed to go into this cave was because she forgot how to get to where she needed to go. And so she went to this cold cave. It was freezing. All the blankets and coats that she had wasn't enough to warm her or the guards up. And unfortunately, one of the guards got sick because of how cold it was. So when she went to go and see the person that was going to help her find her way back to the bright path to the kingdom she needed to get to, she... Okay, princess, I am making this story up as I go along. And it's a little difficult for me, so just bear with me a second. Ah, I know. So the person that she had to go see helped her. But here's the thing. He wanted 2 gold coins. I don't know why he wanted 2 gold coins. Use your imagination, princess. So she gave him 2 gold coins. And she only had 8 left. And she needed all of these 8 coins to help her find her way to where she needed to go. Then she left the cold cave. But remember, one of the guards was still very, very sick. And she needed to find a way to get him better. So then she went to a witch's house. And the witch had a secret potion that could make the guard better. But she wanted 3 gold coins. I don't know, the witch paid a pretty good penny for this potion. So, how many coins does she have now? Good. 5. So, she got the potion, and the guard became better, and then he could help her. Okay, fine. Get to the pro. I swear, you always rush your stories. Alright. After a wild 5-day trip. Yeah, let's go with 5 days. She got to the kingdom. She saw this gorgeous princess. She had beautiful long hair. And her dress was made of the finest silver and gold. And she told the princess that she wanted to marry her. But the princess was scared. She didn't know if she wanted to marry another princess from another kingdom. Yeah. So the other princess had to decide. Did she want to marry Princess Kitten and go out to Princess Kitten's kingdom? Or did she want to stay where she was? Remember, Princess Kitten needed to get married so she could become queen of her own kingdom. But then, the other princess will name her... Okay, Princess Puppy. Princess Puppy decided she would marry Princess Kitten. And they lived happily ever after. Well, they went back to Princess Kitten's kingdom. Gosh, that is such a tongue twister, and I don't know why. And Princess Kitten became queen. And Princess Puppy also became queen. The end. Okay, you can be Princess Kitten, I'll be Princess Puppy. Are you even sleepy? Okay, princess. You want another bedtime story? Okay. But let me read you one, because thinking of one is very, very difficult. And you want your sparkly blue stuffy. Oh, it's going to be such a hassle to clean in the morning. Okay. One more story, and then you're off to bed, sweetheart. I love you too, princess.